This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli forces stormed the main city in the southern Gaza Strip Tuesday, and hospitals struggle to cope with scores of Palestinian dead and wounded. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Senior commander for the Israeli forces said Tuesday they had engaged in the heaviest day of fighting since the start of their invasion on October 7th. The commander added that forces were also now fighting in the heart of Khan Yunis. After days of ordering residents to flee the area, Israeli forces dropped new leaflets on Tuesday with instructions to stay inside shelters during the assault. "Don't get out. Going out is dangerous. You have been warned," they read. Israel seized northern half of Gaza last month. It says it is now extending its ground campaign to annihilate the enclave's Hamas rulers. The Palestinian health minister told a news conference in the West Bank on Tuesday that more than 15,900 Palestinians have been killed since the war broke out on October 7th.
That's Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. UN officials said Tuesday, as a result of Israel's intensified bombing in the south, the situation in Gaza is deteriorating by the hour. Speaking to reporters in Geneva via video link, a spokesman for the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, James Elder, said the areas of Gaza designated as safe zones by Israel lack food, water, medicine, and shelter.
"So we have the perfect storm for disease outbreak. Remembering, of course, in this specific case of Gaza, Israel is the occupying power. It's they who have to provide food, water, medicine. So now, given we're talking about hundreds of thousands of people right now, this minute, who are moving somewhere with bombardments at scale, 200 a day yesterday, as we speak, the only possible way to create safe spaces in Gaza is for the hell to stop raining down from the sky."
This is VOA News. U.S. senators will hear from Ukraine's president Tuesday as the White House pushes Congress to approve more money for Kyiv, Israel, and other security needs. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Floods and landslides have killed dozens here.
The White House's urgent request for a nearly $106 billion package for Ukraine, Israel, and other needs has hit trouble on Capitol Hill. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and others are warning Congress that the U.S. will run out of money to help Ukraine by year's end, essentially stalling its war effort.
"There's no way around the simple arithmetic that if there's no funding to provide weapons to Ukraine, we're just not in a position to continue to provide weapons to Ukraine."
Today, the plea will come straight from Volodymyr Zelensky in a video address to senators during a classified briefing. While Senate Republicans say they are still at the table in talks over Ukraine aid, House counterparts are insisting on border policy changes as part of any Ukraine bill. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Nigeria's President Bola Tinubu Tuesday ordered a thorough investigation into a weekend military drone attack that killed at least 85 people, including women and children, in northern Kaduna State. Through a spokesman, Tinubu, who is attending the COP28 climate summit in Dubai, called Sunday night's incident a bombing mishap, which was very unfortunate, disturbing, and painful. A Nigerian army spokesman said before the drone strike, troops carrying out aerial patrols in search of armed gangs observed a group of people celebrating the annual Maulid Muslim holiday in the village of Tudunbira and wrongly analyzed misinterpreted their pattern of activities to be similar to that of bandits. Kaduna State is among several northwestern and north-central Nigerian states grappling with kidnappings and killings by armed gangs. For the first time, delegates meeting at the UN Climate Conference are addressing the impact of climate change on public health. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Pakistan suffered the worst flood in its history last year, which scientists say was likely exacerbated by climate change. Thousands were killed and homes and livelihoods destroyed. The floodwaters also provided a vast breeding ground for mosquitoes, leading to a 400% increase in cases of malaria countrywide, the worst outbreak since 1973. Scientists say this is just one example of how climate change is having a big impact on human health. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.